Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Our mission today is to cut through all the marketing hype and get right to a really fundamental question for PC gamers.
Which is, can a simple software update actually unlock serious hardware performance?
Exactly. We're diving deep into the technical docs and analysis around this proposed Windows 12 Game Core feature. And think about it. If you've ever bought a high-end graphics card, you plug it in, you run a big game, and you just feel like you paid for all this horsepower that you're not quite getting.
You feel that subtle stutter.
That micro hitch, yeah. And, you know, deep down, the operating system is the one holding it back. So we're looking at sources that explain how Windows 12 is maybe finally trying to fix this.
What's really fascinating here is that the analysis kind of reframes the whole problem. For years, we blamed, you know, bad game optimization, maybe a weak power supply.
Right.
But the source material suggests something else, that Microsoft's own OS architecture has been the biggest performance bottleneck all along.
So this deep dive is really about whether Game Core can be a genuine, like, free performance upgrade just through software.
That's the billion-dollar question.
Okay, let's unpack that core issue first.
Yeah.
Why is Windows, which is a fantastic OS for, you know, everything else, why is it such an enemy of smooth gaming? Why does it stutter even on, like, ridiculously powerful hardware?
Well, it all comes down to its initial design philosophy. Windows is, by its very nature, a general-purpose operating system.
It has to do everything at once.
It has to do everything. It's built to manage thousands of simultaneous, often conflicting, demands. It needs to be ready to index your drive, check for updates, manage your antivirus, handle a print job.
And let you game. All at the same time.
All at the same instant. It's the ultimate multitasker, but that flexibility comes at a huge cost.
A huge cost to performance, right?
A massive one. The sources give a pretty shocking specific data point here, even when Windows 11 is supposedly idling.
So you've just launched your game, nothing else is open.
Exactly. Even then, it is typically running well over 150 active background processes. You've got telemetry services, Windows search constantly cataloging files, widgets refreshing.
Well, that's stuff you never think about.
Right. Now, each of those 150 services only needs a tiny fraction of a second of CPU time, but
yeah,
they all queue up. They're constantly stealing those precious CPU cycles and memory bandwidth in these little intermittent bursts.
Death by a thousand paper cuts.
That's the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And those tiny resource grabs, they cause these instantaneous pauses in the OS's attention to the game. And that is exactly what you feel as a frustrating micro stutter.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
The system is just constantly distracted instead of focusing on the one thing you want it to do. So if the problem is Windows being too general, the solution must be to make it specific.
Just built, yeah.
Which is where Windows 12 Game Core comes in.
Right.
The documentation calls this forcing the OS into a radical new performance state.
And this is where we have to be really clear about how different this is from what they've tried before, because, you know, users have been burned.
You mean like Windows 11 game mode?
Exactly. Game mode was soft management. It was basically a polite suggestion to the OS. Hey, maybe pause Windows update and, you know, give the game thread a little priority.
But everything was still running in the background.
All the core services, the background apps, they were all still there chewing up resources. It was a bandage, not a cure.
Right.
Game Core is fundamentally different. When you launch a game with this, the system effectively partitions the OS environment.
Partitions it. What does that actually mean?
It splits it. The non-essential part, so your desktop, your icons, your wallpaper, every non-critical system service is actively put into a deep hibernate state.
So it's not just paused, it's frozen.
It's frozen and disconnected. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the sources claim this gives the game direct low-level hardware access. They even make the huge claim that it mimics the OS on the Xbox Series X.
That is a huge claim. I mean, a console OS is built from the ground up, for one thing.
It's a bold assertion, and analysts were right to be skeptical. The key difference is, you know, decades of legacy Windows code. But the analysis suggests that by freezing the desktop and cutting off those services, Microsoft can create an environment that's functionally similar in its resource dedication.
So not a full rewrite, but as close as Windows can get.
The closest it can get to dedicating, say, 99% of its power to just one application.
Okay, I think for the listener, the immediate question is, what do I actually get from this? Let's talk numbers. Let's talk resource liberation. This is where it gets really interesting for the average PC builder.
It really does.
We start with what the technical analysis calls ruthless process killing.
And the term is spot on. GameCore doesn't just minimize, it unloads all non-kernel services completely from RAM. We're talking about things people never think about, like the print spooler, window search indexing, all those widget containers.
The code that makes your desktop look pretty.
All of it. And the tangible gain here is significant, especially for that huge part of the market that's running on, say, 16 gigs of system memory.
What are we talking, a couple gigs?
The data shows it can free up to 4 gigabytes of system memory. Instantly.
4 gigs? That's huge.
It's not a theoretical number. That's what was being reserved for housekeeping that you just don't need while you're playing. And think about the real-world impact. So many AAA games now recommend 32 gigs of RAM.
Right.
When you only have 16, your system starts paging to your hard drive, using it as super slow virtual memory.
And that's when you get that hard stutter, the one that freezes the game for a split second.
Exactly. By instantly handing back 4 gigs of RAM, you basically eliminate or drastically reduce that paging. It makes a mid-range system feel genuinely premium again.
That's a huge deal for stability. So that's system memory. And let's talk VRAM, video memory, which has been biggest hardware complaint for what, the last 2 years?
Oh, absolutely. Every new AAA game seems to push VRAM requirements higher. And the sources point out a really unexpected culprit here, too.
Which is?
It's something called the Desktop Window Manager, or DWM.
I have no idea what that is.
Most people don't. It's the core component that renders your entire Windows desktop. The transparent windows, the animations, your wallpaper.
And it does this by reserving a chunk of your precious GPU VRAM, even when you're in a game.
Yes. The DWM currently reserves anywhere from 500 megabytes up to a full gigabyte of your VRAM just to keep the desktop ready in the background.
Wow.
When GameCore activates and hibernates that desktop, it instantly hands that reserved VRAM back to the game.
So for anyone with a popular 8GB graphics card, that's...
That's a massive boost. That 500 megs to 1 gig represents up to a 10% capacity boost just for textures or better anti-aliasing. You literally get a free visual upgrade just by using the new OS state.
That level of optimization is just fantastic.
Okay,
so if that's what happens when we turn old systems off, let's talk about what happens when we leverage new systems.
Mm.
Specifically, let's shift to AI, hardware, and the NPU.
Right, the neural processing unit. Windows 12 is the first OS really designed from the ground up to integrate this kind of silicon. NPUs are these low-power chips. They're built into modern CPUs, and they're designed for constant, lightweight calculations.
Kind of like a little assistant for the main processor.
That's a great way to think about it. In GameCore mode, Microsoft uses the NPU to solve that classic housekeeping problem. So instead of letting necessary but annoying background tasks run on your main high-performance CPU cores...
The ones you paid all the money for.
Your i9 or your Ryzen 7, yeah, they get offloaded immediately to the NPU.
So things like network management, core antivirus checks...
Yeah.
The stuff that needs to run but can cause those random performance spikes.
All of it gets delegated to the assistant chip. And because the NPU operates independently, your main CPU cores can dedicate a guaranteed 100% of their power to the game.
Pure processing for game physics, enemy AI, all the heavy lifting.
Exactly. It's a clean separation of duties, zero resource competition.
Okay, that sounds great for pure performance. But it immediately raises a huge user concern, one that analysts are calling the streamer's dilemma.
Right.
If the OS is ruthlessly killing non-essential services, the immediate fear for any content creator is, what about my OBS, my Discord, my RGB controller? Are they all going to crash?
And that fear is totally valid. If GameCore killed OBS, no one would use it.
So what's the solution?
The solution is a smart whitelist feature. The system basically uses heuristics to automatically detect software that's designed to interact with the game layer, not just run in the background.
So it knows what OBS is, it knows what Discord is.
It identifies common tools, streaming software, capture utilities, voice clients, even popular mouse and keyboard managers, and it just keeps them running.
But the crucial control, the part that guarantees stability,
right,
is that you can finally set limits on them.
Yes, and this is the game changer. For the first time, users can set strict CPU limits on these whitelisted apps. So you know that classic scenario where your RGB controller software randomly spikes its CPU usage?
And your game stutters for a second.
For no reason. Now you can cap that process at, say, 1% of CPU usage. You guarantee it will never interfere with your game's frame timing, even if it has a little hiccup.
That gives the content creator total control. It's a massive quality of life improvement.
It ensures their tools don't become background bandits.
Okay, let's get to the bottom line then, because the proof is in the benchmarks. We've got analyst predictions on what all this resource dedication will actually mean in practice, and it seems to vary a lot by game genre.
It really does. Let's start with the low latency, CPU-bound games. Your esports titles like CS2, Valorant, Fortnite.
Games where every frame counts.
Exactly. These games rely completely on consistent, low-latency CPU processing. And because GameCore frees up the CPU so thoroughly, these are the games that are expected to see the biggest returns.
How big are we talking?
Analysts are predicting up to a 25% FPS boost in some scenarios.
25%?
Yeah.
That is a staggering gain from just a software update. That's usually what you get from buying a whole new graphics card.
It is. It really speaks to how inefficient the current OS architecture actually was. And we're also talking about the virtual elimination of those network lag spikes caused by the OS suddenly doing something in the background.
Okay, so that's esports. What about the other end of the spectrum? The huge, graphically demanding single-player games like a Cyberpunk 2077.
Right. For those, the average peak FPS increase is predicted to be lower, generally around 10 to 15%. But here's the real kicker.
Okay.
The main benefit in these demanding games isn't necessarily raising the peak FPS. It's about stabilizing it. We're talking about massive improvements in frame time stability, specifically what we call the 1% low FPS metric.
And for the listener who might not be familiar, what does that 1% low actually mean? Why should they care more about that than the average FPS number?
Well, your average FPS might be, say, 120, which sounds great. But the 1% low is the frame rate you experience during the absolute worst 1% of gameplay. If your 1% low drops to 30, that 120 FPS game feels like it just hitched and stuttered massively.
It's the number that represents the feel of the game.
Precisely. By eliminating that background interference, GameCore ensures the CPU is always ready, meaning those crippling momentary drops are virtually gone. It makes the game feel consistently smooth, no matter what the average counter says.
What's fascinating here is the consensus among the analysts. It really seems like Windows 12 could be a future where the software finally helps the hardware instead of getting in its way.
Right. The idea that millions of gamers with mid-range or even older PCs could just download what is essentially a free, massive performance upgrade, that's genuinely significant.
It changes how you even think about budgeting for a new PC.
It does. It feels like Microsoft realized their own OS was the main obstacle, and they addressed it head on by adopting a resource model that's just inherently better for gaming. We're talking quantifiable games, you know, 4 gigs of RAM, a 10% VRAM boost, not from expensive silicon, but from smart software.
There's a real shift from hardware brute force to architectural elegance.
Well said.
So we'll leave you with the analyst's concluding thought, something for you, the listener, to really consider.
Would you reinstall your entire operating system just for a guaranteed 20% FPS boost and that radical stability?
Or is the inherent complexity and all that legacy code of Windows just too deeply rooted for this new feature to truly mimic a console-like high-performance OS in the long run?
That's the real question.
That's our deep dive for today. We'll see you next time.